Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Gary Sorensen. We're talking Horton girls basketball. Lady Chargers 7-4 on the season. Couple games to talk about as they wrapped up play at the McLeod tournament last week. End up in third place. You go 2-1 in the tournament, which is pretty good, Coach. But I know felt like you had a chance to win it all. And man, that semifinal against Morehill Mount Academy, we knew would be a really good game. And double overtime, I guess it doesn't get much better than that, but you end up falling by 5. Just what were your takeaways from that game, and you know, what things do you feel like maybe the girls can learn from that tight game in those situations to help moving forward?
It was a tough game. It was both teams had opportunities to win it throughout the whole time. You look at the score box, and it was even. I mean, every quarter was the same. Really good ball game, and I know we're both looking at it and saying, "Hey, we could have won that regulation time, or could have won it in first overtime." But yeah, you learn from it. And I told you off the air, I said, for as many years I've been coaching, and it's hard on me, and it's hard on the kids. And they played hard, and you know, obviously, you make some shots. At the they hit a three at one when we're up 3 to tie it, and it was just one of those games where it could have gone either way. But it was an exciting game.
And probably good for your girls in the long run to be in a close game like that, because, I mean, you really haven't had many close games like that, and the Riverside game turned out to be a little bit close as well, maybe more so than you wanted Saturday, because you didn't play great, but you still won that one by 3, and eventually those close game situations, you know, will be something the girls can really benefit from, right?
Oh, absolutely. Early in the season, you know, we were getting beat by 19 by Effingham and by Hiawatha, and then we started winning some games that we were winning by 20, so we didn't have a lot of close games. It was one way or the other. And, you learn a lot about yourself, you know, and all coaches say the same thing. You know, yeah, we work on it, but until you get into the really game situations, we learn from it. When I listen to the radio shows, we all talk about the same things. We got to cut down our turnovers. We got to shoot the ball better. All of those coaches say the same, but it's all true. You know, one play here or there was a difference in the ball game. But again, it's high school girls basketball, and we're learning from it. We're having fun.
Well, here's something specific for Horton. Tell me about, I know you had multiple players selected for the all-tournament team, and, you know, all-tournament, all-league, some of those things, you know, some people think more about them than others, but I wanted you to at least recognize that you had 3 girls, right, selected to the all-tournament team.
Sure. The other coaches, it has nothing to do with who we choose, so I want people to know that it's chosen by the other coaches. We had Melissa Banks and Kara Covers up. This is Kale. Yep. And, they all played nice ball games. And, you know, we're really balanced this year. We're playing 7 kids, and I don't really think we have a big drop-off anywhere we go. So you could have picked about any of them, but I'm proud of those kids, and they were excited about it. And we were a little surprised if we got 3, but I think that shows the other coaches that we do have some quality kids right now.
You bet. Speaking of 3, Coach, I don't know how many teams have this opportunity ever during a basketball season, but you're going to play the same team 3 games in a row and all in less than a week span, really. You beat Riverside on Saturday, you know, to finish out that tournament in third, but you got a makeup game at Riverside tonight, and then Friday you have your regular season home game against Riverside. So how do you approach 3 games in a row all in a week against the same team?
There again, we talked about that off the air. I said, in all my years, never have I seen that. You know, Riverside played to Bethel last night, so they can't say they're playing us 3 in a row. It's a tough situation. We didn't really feel like we played our best, by any means, our best game on that Saturday. So, you know, we say, okay, what do we have to improve on? What do we do? You know, as far as scouting reports, there's no big difference, you know. It's a unique situation, and Riverside's they're a very competitive team, so we have to be ready to play. And it's interesting, 3 teams in a row. But after Friday, I guess we won't see them anymore. So
there you go.
It is what it is. The scheduling is really tough. And I talked to the athletic director about that. I said scheduling's real tough. We had those makeup games, and and you just got to get them in.
That's right. Riverside game Friday night, by the way, will be on 103.9. Horton also hosts Valley Falls next Monday, and then Tuesday the 4th, they'll host Jackson Heights. So at least after tonight, you'll have a few home games and a couple of those on radio. Coach, we appreciate you joining us on radio each week to talk Horton girls hoops, and best of luck here in your upcoming games.
Hey, thanks, Justin. It's always fun talking to you.
Gary Sorensen, head coach of the Lady Chargers. Horton boys basketball locker room chat comes up next.